The image of 20,000 empty black chairs set up near the White House for a memorial over the weekend was a striking reminder of just some of the many lives lost to COVID-19. Among the speakers at the event was Neha Kuspa of Baltimore, Maryland, who lost her father just 2 weeks ago. She spoke about his final moments alone in the hospital.
My dad was very anxious, scared, and gasping for air. Though I'm sure in those moments, Dad knew that his chances of survival were grim. We had no idea that that would be lights out for him forever.
And Neha Kuspa joins us now. Welcome and our condolences to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Neha, this memorial where you spoke of your father was organized by a group called COVID Survivors for Change. And, you know, there's been few national events like this to remember the more than 200,000 who have died in the U.S. from COVID-19. How important was it for you to participate?
It was very important for me. I just really wanted to really share Dad's story so that his, like I said in my speech, that his life didn't end just in those four walls by himself, that I was able to share with everyone what he went through, what that reality is for a lot of people who are hospitalized with COVID.
Well, let's talk about that reality and a little bit about your father, Ramesh. He died September 22nd after a six-week battle with COVID-19. He was only 67 years old, born in India, came to the U.S. when he was in his 20s, was a retired engineer, and very active and involved with your family. What do you want people to know about him and his experience with COVID-19?
Yeah. So, you know, my dad was very healthy. We brought our kids to play with him and he went on like 2-mile, 3-mile walks every day. So Dad was just really starting to enjoy these years. And then this illness just hit him and it just took him with a vengeance.
Day 5 of his illness, he had slightly lower oxygen levels. You all called the ambulance because he was so scared.
Yeah.
And then take us from there.
Yeah. So Dad actually walked. We called the ambulance. He actually walked into the ambulance. We, you know, sat in the parking lot. My mom and I sat in the parking lot of the hospital he went to. And then he got admitted. And for Dad, you know, every COVID case is a little different. But Dad's decline was very slow and insidious. You know, my dad remained conscious for 16 days before his oxygen levels truly dropped so low that he needed to be on a ventilator. So it was torture for him and then torture for us to see his decline.
You speak with such authority, of course, because you are a great daughter, but you're also an outpatient doctor yourself, an essential worker.
Right.
How are you coping with losing your father on top of all of the other stresses that you're carrying? You're carrying a lot on your shoulders.
Yeah, I think I definitely have a lot of family support. I would say the whole experience was unique for me because actually I was still seeing my own patients. And at the same time, in the middle of the day, the attending would call me about my dad. And I would basically get an update and have like a 30-minute conversation. But that was basically the best way I could handle it, was continue my work and then still, you know, get the updates from the doctors about Dad.
That makes sense. How does it feel seeing our president, who's been diagnosed with COVID-19, sending messages that he's glad he's caught the virus and it's something that we can overcome?
Yeah. I think President Trump is very lucky that his course was not the same as my father's. And I'm glad. You know, I definitely wanted him to recover quickly. But his message is just not consistent with what our public health message should be. I think he made a comment, it shouldn't dominate people's lives. But in our daily life, it does in many ways. Our life is very different now than it was at the beginning of this year.
More specifically, the president has told the public not to be afraid. When you hear that as a daughter of a man who has died from COVID-19 and as a healthcare professional, what goes through your mind?
It is a mixture of sadness and some anger, just because we are seeing the reality. Over 210,000 lives have been lost that did not need to be, my father included in that. And it's very hurtful to me, as well as to all the COVID victims' family members. It's insulting, I would say, to have him make that remark.
What will you say to the president if you had his ear?
Yeah, I would say we need to stop this spread. We need to save lives so that they don't go through what my dad went through. So my plea would be that he take a stronger initiative. He fund our health department so we can do contact tracing more aggressively. That's just one element of it. Provide a unified message. Encourage employers to enforce this. I have several patients who call me and say, Dr. Cuspa, I'm fearful to go back to work because my employers are not enforcing social distancing in the workplace. Again, how are we going to do that if our leadership is not unified in that message?
Neha Cuspa of Baltimore, Maryland, talking with us after the death of her father, Ramesh, to COVID-19. Neha, thank you so much for sharing your father with us and our condolences to you.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us this platform as well. I really appreciate it. Thank you.